Good evening and welcome to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. This is your fortnightly dose of goth, industrial, electronic and alternative music brought to you by myself, Nigel, in the studio on my own as usual, but with a load of tunes to play you and a load of excitement about it being Infest this coming weekend. I think I'm just going to rattle on about that for most of the show, to be honest. There's so many good bands, lots of excitement, and it's here on the doorstep here in Bradford at the university. Details about that in a bit, but yes, brilliant stuff. We've got our I think Infest has been going on about 11 years now, so this might be the 12th, I'm not quite sure. Our local industrial festival on our doorstep, and how much more excited can you get? Right, back to the music. I started there with a track from Modulate's Robots EP or CD collection mini album. I'm not sure what you want to call it. I'm going to call it an EP. That is Boombox, a really strong track. That and Robots are just huge tracks off that and destined to be dance floor fillers. And we've been hearing that a little bit at the various Modulate gigs and over at the Wendy House where Jeff, who is Modulate, actually DJ, so he's been trying his tracks out, and so I've heard one or two in that room there. Great stuff, well worth listening to. If you like that kind of really high-energy, almost dancey stuff, yes, listen to it. Get yourself the latest Modulate EP. It's got numerous remixes and things on there. Right, what am I going to play now? I think I'm just going to dive into another track. This is a band who is playing Infest this coming weekend. This is a band I think they played Yorkshire once and I missed them. I was away for a wedding, so I'm quite gutted because this band have just gone from strength to strength ever since. This is XP8 with Bullet Hole from their latest album, I believe, Decade of Decadence.
XP8 Things became more clearer inside. We'll be right back.
You are still listening to Dark Assimilation on BCB 106.6 FM. That was a bunch of three bands who are all playing the Infest Festival this weekend here in Bradford. And we had the Solitary Experiments with Miracle. That's the Fleshfield remix, which I found on the Kinetic Festival 4 CD. Before that, we had System FX, which with a track called Overdrive from the Overdrive CD single from last year sometime, I believe. And before that, we had XP8 with Bullet Hole from their album A Decade of Decadence, which I believe is their latest album. All great stuff there, and all just getting me quite excited about all the variants of different bands we're going to be seeing at Infest Festival. I will definitely be there. Come say hi to me if you recognise me at all. I will simply be wandering around just having a good time and generally watching as many bands as I can. And now I think I've got this little idea. I want to play some bands that I'm kind of excited by, up and coming, and just, you know, kind of on the verge of getting out there and becoming a name, I think. And this one is a really weird one for me. It's a band I've played a couple of times on the show because I've got the odd track on compilation, but couldn't find much out about the band at all. And they didn't seem to have much in the way of releases. So I thought, right, I'll keep checking their website. And kind of forgot after a while to keep checking their website. Went back to it this week and found that a few months ago they'd released a single. So I quickly got hold of it. So this is a track off a single which is new to me, but has been around for a couple of months, but doesn't seem to have been picked up by many other people. This is a band called Clicks, and this track is called This Is Jeopardy. We'll be right back. You heard there a couple of bands who are, well, pretty new to me at the moment, and I think are going to do very well, if certainly if people notice them, and that's why I'm playing them on the radio. We had A Brilliant Massacre with the track A Brilliant Massacre from their album called Science Fiction, which is due out tomorrow. It's quite weird because I was sent that on promo last show, a couple of weeks ago, and thought it was going to be a single, just a science fiction single, because it had that and a couple of other tracks and a load of remixes. But in the meantime, in the last week or so, the whole album has dropped through my inbox, and it is actually a full album, about 8 tracks plus 4 or 5 remixes. And I've played like a couple of tracks off it now. If you like either of those, you won't be disappointed. I don't know where this band have come from, if they're, you know, a side project of any other band or anything like that. No idea. All I know is that's what they sound like, and I quite like that. Also, before that, I also know they're on Negative Gain Records, because they're who sent me the promo. Thank you very much. Not only have I got to play them on the radio, but I actually really enjoy them. I just love discovering new music, and that's why I'm here. I keep discovering music, and I like to play it at people. Before that, we had Clicks, which is, like I said beforehand, a band who have been simmering under the surface. They've appeared on 1 or 2 compilations, and not really had anything out, but yeah, snuck something out earlier this summer, which is that track there, which is available from, or if you go to clicksmusic.com, you will find links through to clicks.bandcamp.com, where you can buy that single. That single's three tracks, one of which is a remix of that track that I played. But you can basically buy it for what you wish to pay, with no lower limit. So you can get that as a free download if you wish, or you can pay a couple of pounds or a couple of dollars or a couple of euros or whatever. You can choose your own price. It's kind of a tip jar approach. No one's asking for any money. However, you can tip them a little bit if you do enjoy it. You can stream it online beforehand to find out if you like it. So, yes, that's where Clicks Music first single it seems to be available from. Great stuff there. They're my recommendations for the next 12 months or so. Keep your eyes on those. They may do something stunning, and I certainly hope they do. Right, now it's time to run down the gigs, clubs, events and stuff going on in the local area for the next couple of weeks. And, of course, it being the eve of Infest, I've got to mention Infest yet again. That starts tomorrow, Friday the 24th, runs through till Sunday the 26th, and has the following bands: Suicide Commando, Solitary Experiments, Absurd Minds, The Clinic, Winter Calte, Necro Facility, XP8, Geistform, A Split Second, Blitz Machine, Tenek, Suono. I've got written down as Sunon, but no, it's Suono. Who did this writing down? I don't know. Dirty K, Resist, Space Boy, System FX, and that's all happening at Bradford University, the Student Union, this coming weekend, this bank holiday weekend. So you've got the Monday off, as most people will have the Monday off being a bank holiday. You've got that to recover. More information can be found out from infestuk.com. I believe there's still tickets available. I think they retail at 50 quid and can be picked up on the door. There may be some available on the door as well. So yeah, 3 days of bands. I'm looking forward to that, and also catching up with old friends who I tend to usually just bump into there these days. So that should be awesome. I'm just, yeah, technically very, very excited. Now, however, if you're not hugely excited by the kind of industrial electronic side of things, there is over in York a alternative 80s club night at the Stereo in York on Saturday the 25th of August. That's describing itself as playing new romantic, synth pop, 80s, indie, old school goth, blitz and Batcave. That's called Moscow Disco, and that runs from 10 p.m. till 2 a.m. and is free entry. I found out about that through Facebook, so search for the Facebook event for that if you want more details. So that's quite a nice choice to have on the bank holiday weekend. Following that, on Friday the 31st of August, we have the Phono Reunion over in the Wire in Leeds. This is, I think, four DJs from the 80s and 90s playing Phono-style tunes. So four Phono DJs from the 80s and 90s playing Phono-style tunes, I should iterate. Running from 10 p.m. till late. I think the last time this ran, it ran till about 2 or 3 in the morning easily. I got my details for that from a Facebook event. I'm not sure what it costs in on the door, because either it didn't mention or I haven't made a note of that. Also on Friday the 31st, a bit more local, we have Carpe Noctem over here in Bradford at the Gasworks. It has live bands. It has Incubus Succubus, Cowder Pavonis and Alice Moving Under Skies. Doors at 7:30, bands on between 8 p.m. and 11 p.m, followed by the Carpe Club Night running till about 3 a.m. £5 in advance on the door, and more details about that at gothupnorth.co.uk. Following that, on the Saturday the 1st of September, there is the Flock at the Library in Leeds. Now, this is the usual combination of a gig followed by club night, and the gig this time round is Rome Burns, Cold in Berlin, Terminal Gods and the Jan Doyle Band. Doors are 7 p.m, bands are 7:30 p.m, club night from 10:30 p.m, and the price for the gig is £5 in advance. If you just want to go to the club night, if you turn up at 10:30, then between 10:30 and midnight, it costs £4 in, just for the club night bit. So you've got the choice. If you've gone to the gig, you're in for the club night anyway. It's essentially free entry, so you don't have to pay £5, then £4. No, it's free entry, so it's just a one-off fee. Lots of fun there. Worth mentioning, on Wednesday the 5th of September, Berlin Black are playing the Cockpit in Leeds. This is part of the Modern English gig, with support from Naked Lunch and Berlin Black. The normal ticket price is £13, but if you go via Berlin Black's website, you should be able to get a ticket for £10.76 plus postage, which is oddly specific. So yeah, get on over to berlinblack.com if you want to save a few pence on your ticket, if you go into that one. And following that, the following Friday is a gig in Leeds by bands, one called Electro Slav, supported by Petrol Bastard and Fuck Tank. This is at the Royal Park Cellars. This is the debut gig from Electro Slav, and I haven't heard anything by them, but from their members, I'm guessing it's going to be kind of guitar-y industrial with a kind of a punk tinge to it. Being a Royal Park Cellars type gig, its entry costs £3, and more details on the Facebook event. Search Facebook for the details of that one. Now, it's well worth mentioning. I don't normally try and go more than a couple of weeks ahead on this because, well, I'll have another show to tell you about stuff. But this is well worth mentioning and getting a date in your diaries. The September Wendy House isn't on the third Saturday of the month. Now, every other month of the year, the September Wendy House is on the third Saturday of the month. This month, it's not. This is because of the Freshers' Week, and the university uses that room for Freshers' Week events. So the Wendy House is on the second Saturday of September. That's Saturday, the 8th of September. It's a one-off. It doesn't happen every month like this. It's always on the third Saturday of the month, apart from these one-offs, which I believe it did exactly the same last year. So maybe it's just September you've got to remember. The Wendy House at Leeds University Student Union. It's two rooms, big room of kind of goth rock cheese, a bit of everything goes on in the main room, and you've got the Mutate room with kind of more electronic industrial and hard dancey stuff. Entry costs £5. I think it's been £5 for years now. This is one thing that doesn't seem to get too much more expensive, which is nice. Runs from 10 p.m. till 3 a.m. It's open to everyone, and more information can be found at www.thewendyhouse.org. Right, I think it's time for some music. And at the moment, I think I'm still in a bit of mood for interesting new bands. Now, this is a band I think I played last show and mentioned they had a new CD out, which is available for download for free. It's actually licensed under Creative Commons, so essentially you can't make money out of it, and you can use it as long as you credit them. That's the high-level overview of Creative Commons. If you're going to use this for anything, go and check the actual small print. But this is a band called Isolate, who I think are kind of straddling genres, interestingly, but still very, very, very good and well worth playing. This is the first... Is it the first track? No, I don't think it is. Have I got the wrong... I think I've got the wrong track queued up. Yes, that's better now. This is a track called Bitter Turn from their EP, Bitter Turn.
Crawling through the endgame, your function, distraction. Taking all the airspace, your fatal instruction. You could have made a way for some meaning, some lightning. You could have found some peace, but bad feeling, bad timing. Create a little war from the parties, the factions. Even what you want, then infections, distractions. There's something in the truth, but you fear it, you hide it. I beg you for the proof, but you don't want to find it. Yeah.
to defend from your blitzkrieg. You know who you've won. There's something there to fight for, but beat me, it's all gone. There's something in the truth, but you fear me, you hide it. I beg you for the proof, but you don't want to find it.
are still listening to Dark Assimilation, and that was Necrofacility. That's a band that I'm very, very excited to see at Infest this year. And just, I mean, their album, Wintermute, is incredibly varied. That track is an example, but it's just, it goes everywhere from kind of really polished, almost pop, synth pop, through to kind of in on the borderline between industrial electronic with harder guitar-y, heavier guitar-y stuff. It's just a great album with some stunning tracks. Looking forward to seeing them very much. Feel kind of special to see them live just on the doorstep here in Bradford. And before that we had Isolate, a band that I know very little about, apart from they're very good and they seem to be giving their music away under the Creative Commons license, which is, you know, tip to them. They could be selling that. I'd happily pay you know, standard single price for the stuff they've released so far. It's all polished stuff. It's all stuff I'm happy to play on the radio. Yes, look forward to seeing them live at some point. Not quite sure what kind of gig they'll fit into. It'll be very interesting. I think I mentioned a bit earlier in the show about A Brilliant Massacre being a band that I clearly have missed my radar completely. However, it can't have missed Negative Gain's radar because they were on their label. But looking back, I discovered the Alderoon band, who also on Negative Gain, one of their last singles they released, Bury It, had a Brilliant Massacre remix on it, which I just couldn't get away without playing. So here goes. This is Bury It, the Massacre remix by Brilliant Massacre from Alderoon. was Alter de Ruin with Bury It, but the Massacre mix by A Brilliant Massacre off from the Bury It CD single. Alter de Ruin sadly no longer formed because they decided to split after their last album, but the individual members are no doubt going to keep making music in various different forms. They just thought the Alter de Ruin thing had run its course, which is fair enough. You don't want to drag things on if they're not worth it and the members aren't happy. So yeah, great stuff from Alter de Ruin. I'll always play lots of their old stuff and I'm very happy to have seen them live once. Yes, I just wanted to say, if you know about gigs, clubs and things going on in the local area, drop me a line, go over to bcbradio.co.uk and find the DAC Simulation show. Drop me a line, let me know about these things, and I will let everyone else know. Or even just give me a tip about bands I should be playing. Let me know who you think you want to hear. Right, I've actually just about run out of time now. I've got time for one more track, so I'm going to say goodnight. Good night. I'll be back in a fortnight's time and be telling you how Infest went. If not, I hope to see some of you guys there at Infest this coming weekend. And if not, enjoy whatever you get up to. Good night.